And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 1st of July, 2015. The U.S. Postal Service introduced zip codes on this day, 1963, Zone Improvement Plan. It was in 1983 they rolled out ZIP plus 4, which added a hyphen and 4 additional digits to the end of the code to speed things up even more. Zip codes start with the zeros in the Northeast and get bigger as you move south and west. 1979, on this day, Sony introduced the Walkman, the portable cassette player. There had been cassette players around for a while, but Sony miniaturized it, made it portable. There was no external speaker. You needed headphones. It weighed 14 ounces, had a blue and silver chassis, and 2 headphone jacks so you could listen with a friend. It's the birthday of novelist Gene Stafford, born Covina, California in 1915, author of numerous novels, including The Mountain Lion, and also collected stories of Gene Stafford, which won the Pulitzer Prize when it came out in 1969. She died 10 years later and left her entire estate to her cleaning woman. It's the birthday of the man who told you to omit needless words. Omit needless words. William Strunk Jr., born Cincinnati, 1869, taught English at Cornell, where he published his little book, The Elements of Style. One of his students was E.B. White, who revised and expanded Strunk's book. It has sold millions of copies. And it's the birthday of the French novelist Georges Sand, born Lucille Aurore Dupin in Paris, 1804. She was raised by her grandmother, sent off to a convent to be educated, wanted to become a nun, then went to Paris, lived with her mother, got married, had 2 children. Her husband drank too much, was unfaithful, the marriage deteriorated. Lucille fell in love with other men, including the novelist Jules Sandeau. And while they were together, they co-wrote a novel, which was published under Sandeau's pseudonym, J. Sand. The publisher asked for another book. Lucille had written one, and she published it under the name Georges Sand. It was the novel Indiana. It was a big success. Georges Sand wrote more than 90 novels, 35 plays, a multi-volume autobiography, was one of the most famous women of her time, famous for wearing men's clothing, smoking cigars, and for her long string of lovers, which included Frédéric Chopin. She was friends with Turgenev and Flaubert, Zola, Balzac. Georges Sand, who said, "The world will know and understand me someday, but if that day does not arrive, it does not greatly matter. I shall have opened the way for other women." Here's a poem for today by Brendan Galvin, "Two Birds in the Evening." When that oriole whistled from the orchard, it seemed to be frankly asking, "You got a problem with that?" Its orange and black was brash as a high school letter sweater. No problem, no problem, except it seemed like Saturday night under the old Rialto's marquee again, at least until a ruby throat running a quality control check on a trumpet vine drew nearer, and I thought, this is what I'd like next time around, to be one of the air's accomplices, too quick for boredom and acrobatic in love. Two Birds in the Evening by Brendan Galvin, from his collection The Air's Accomplices, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.